Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about... Welcome to a Peter Hill Explains podcast, where we are going to ask you a few questions about spaghetti. I've thought up five multiple choice questions that could be easy, that could be hard, but you have to select the options out of A, B, C, or D. You could learn some new things, or you could find out that you're a super pro. You could learn some new things, or you could find out that you're super brainy already on the topic of... You could learn some new things, or you could discover that you're a super brain all the time. You could learn some new things, or you could discover... You could learn some new things. You could learn something new, or if it... You could learn something new, or if you know it already, you're probably a super brain. And... You could learn something new, or you could find that already... You could learn something new, or you could find out that you're a super brain already as we explore a little bit more deeply the topic of the ins and outs of spaghetti and how it's used throughout the Middle Ages. Questions are asked in three different formats, so you want to select one format and not bother about listening to the entire podcast. Now, the first format is for if you're driving along or you're walking along, you just want to listen. So there's the questions, there's the options A, B, C, or D, and then there's the answer and explanation, question after question after question. That's personal use. Then there's the in-class format, where the questions are asked and the options are given, and then at the end you're given the entire class, entire set of results. And then there's the in-class option, where you're given, and then there's the format for use inside a classroom, where you're given the questions with the different... And then there's the in-class option, where you're given the question and the four alternative answers, A, B, C, or D. You write it down, and at the end of asking all the questions, we read through all the answers, and then question by question, go through the answers with the explanation. And finally, there's the learning option, where the explanation is given and then simply the question and answers are given afterwards. So depending on if you're really lost and you haven't heard this information before, it's probably best to go to the third session. If you're in your class, it's probably fun to listen in the second session. Or if you're just listening to this podcast, it's probably best to just listen what unfolds and how. A, B, C, D. One question, two questions, three questions, four questions, five questions, six questions, seven questions, eight questions, nine questions, 10 questions. Question 1. Question 2. Question 3. Question 4. question 5, question 6, question 7, question 8, question 9, question 10. Thanks a lot for listening. If you found it a bit hard, go away and study. Thanks a lot for listening. If you found you've mastered it, goodbye forever. If you still found that you were struggling with it, bookmark it, study it for a while, and then when you're revising, come back and test your knowledge. Thanks a lot for listening. If you got everything right, go out and find the next podcast and challenge yourself. If you still found that you struggled a bit, don't worry. Put this podcast away somewhere, study a bit, and test how you go next time. Until then, great speaking with you. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. How you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.